Hello, it is May 29th and it's Friday, so it means pretty much entirely nonsense that we also have a few robot and design stories this week.
Exactly one design
One
story.
design, it's kind of design.
And it's a little atypical for our design choices. Usually we talk about
Yeah.
some sort of digital design, but no.
Or some horrible mistake someone has made with a website.
But it is
Yeah.
technology, and it is interesting. It is the design. Now we've seen it before, but now we know for sure that this is going into space on human beings. It is confirmed. NASA has confirmed SpaceX will be officially launching humans, and this is what they're going to look like.
SpaceX's sleek spacesuit changes astronaut fashion from the space shuttle era.
Boom.
It's Gene Hackman and Matt Damon.
Looking sharp.
Not
I
really.
mean, yeah, so they look fine, I guess, but like the real
Spacesuits
thing that matters is if it functions, correct? Like
didn't everybody have the desktop background that was like the dude in the space suit, and there was Earth, and there was like the reflection of something in his like gold bubble thing. This looks like a bad movie prop.
it was designed by a Hollywood costume designer, so that makes sense.
Oh yeah.
Now it looks
Yeah.
like there's a seam here or like a flap, but they are one piece, apparently. I don't know if like I guess the back opens.
You know what's interesting about these press photos is that they only ever model them on men. I wonder how these would fit on a woman.
Well, do you remember the spacewalk?
Oh yeah.
It was going to be the all-female spacewalk, but one of the girls was too short.
Yeah.
They didn't have a suit for her. So I was like,
Yeah.
oh, I can't do the all-female spacewalk. These
Well,
look
it
like
kind of
they would
sucks if
be,
you.
they look like
You
they would
think?
be a little better for, two gender.
I'm looking at them even just like in terms of how the shoulder seams and stuff work. I feel like they would be kind of broad and baggy on a woman.
Well, you got to get swole.
And like, if you have boobs, how does that like weird neck flap thing work with that?
Think there's a boob? Are women going in the NASA launch? Got to be at least one,
You
right?
would think
At
eventually,
least
though. So, like, if you're
2020.
going to invest a lot of money in designing your spacesuit, you want one that works for unisex, correct? Like,
Yeah, I
but it
have to
looks like they
think
didn't
that
even
through.
test for that edge case, which is kind of weird, but.
What's the plot of the Gene Hackman Matt Damon movie?
The government knows that the virus is going to resurge in 6 months. So Gene Hackman and Matt Damon have to establish the Mars colony.
So Gene Hackman is, the older, more experienced, wiser, astronaut to Matt Damon's, fighter pilot, loose cannon.
No, Matt Damon is a nerdy biologist.
Okay.
But when the Mars spiders show up, he quickly hardens into a killer.
The thing that really hardens him into a killer is when the Mars spiders kill his potato plants.
Also, unnecessarily for any other plot point, they're gay.
I'm sure they're looking forward to those scenes.
What's going to get them a Grammy or
So
a
have
Grammy?
they? So
Academy
we've talked about
Award.
this a little before we started recording. Did they actually test these on with humans, or
They
has it just been
have.
on dummies?
So they talk about the vacuum at the SpaceX facility, which they have tested extensively. But the only ones to actually go into space have been on dummies because SpaceX has never launched a human.
That's true. I don't
They
know. It'd be interesting
also.
to see how they perform.
They allude to, and they're keeping it secret for now. I'm not sure why. Like, what, competitors? But the suits interface somehow with the SpaceX controls. So I guess it's like a Pip Boy. Like, you plug your suit in and you can control things.
You have a heart arrhythmia. Oh, thanks.
Doesn't that introduce like more points of failure potentially?
But it's so cool.
I mean, it does look cool. It looks dope. I don't use the word dope lightly
So.
as a woman who's almost 30.
Yeah, can you imagine the reaction from Cape Canaveral from Mission Control when they're looking at the SpaceX suit readout when the Brokeback Mountains are happening in the space thing and they're like, what? Oh my, it's a critical si oh no,
They
okay.
got like a flap that connects to the other suits, like a docking facility.
And they think there's some sort of critical malfunction of
It's like
systems, and they're panicking.
there was a quick depressurization. What happened? Nothing.
We're all good here, Houston, Cape Canaveral, wherever.
In robot news, man, I'll tell you, not a lot of robot news this week.
No.
I really combed trying to find some decent robot news, and there just wasn't much. I don't know what happened this week. I don't know what didn't happen. Robot news. But this one is cool, and it's one of those AI accomplishments where it's like, yeah, that's awesome. Doesn't really help. I guess there'll be a cool, you know, use case for this eventually, but for now, you've really just made a crappy version of something that already exists. But hey, a robot did it.
NVIDIA's AI recreates Pac-Man from scratch just by watching it being played. And no, it didn't 100% get the assets, and no, it didn't 100% get the gameplay, but it got pretty close. And just by watching people play Pac-Man, it was able to produce a game that's pretty similar to Pac-Man.
I think the only thing it didn't get was the ghost's patterns. Which, honestly...
It's subtle.
Yeah, it's, you really have to like watch a lot of Pac-Man to work that out. But to get the like the failure state and the success state and the whole like eat the big pellet and they you can eat the... That's pretty impressive for an AI. I think NVIDIA is going to be remembered, you know, like 100 years from now as... The company that destroyed the world.
I was thinking more about like the creative works because, you know, you can't really copyright the concept of a Pac-Man type game. Like you could always build your own implementation of that. And so does this, you know, is this going to be a future Supreme Court case where somebody creates an AI like this or uses this AI to recreate a classic game and then Nintendo gets really ticked off? So
it's like when printer technology got to the point that you could pretty much perfectly recreate a baseball card.
Yeah.
That destroys the market for baseball cards.
I was thinking more about like, you know, just playing a video game, Super Electrician Brothers, and it's like, oh, this is a lot of fun.
Or, you know, if you can do, if this is the fledgling version of it, how long until it can just sit and watch Twitch videos of a modern game until it gets enough input to create a 80% version of that game.
I was thinking you were not going with games with that. I thought you were going to say like the whole thought interactive experience and it would just create a legion of lifelike thoughts to collect Twitch donations.
Well, there's more about that at the end of the news.
Stay tuned, chat.
And our next robot, I think this is our final robot, is... Interesting. Now, did you understand exactly what this thing would do? It's a little nebulous.
Yeah, it alludes to basically the imagery that I got from this was Top Gun, except your wingman was Kit from Knight Rider and flying.
But is it like human shield? Are they going to give it weapons? Aren't there treaties?
Yeah.
But amazingly enough, this one comes out of Australia.
Futuristic combat drone, quote unquote, loyal wingman by Boeing rolls out. So this is a combat drone, but I think they would get around the whole like putting weapons on it moratorium by saying that like when the fighter pilot tags something as the enemy, then the drone is going to attack that based on the fighter pilot tagging it, not it making a decision on its own.
They do talk about how it is not totally autonomous.
Yeah.
This Twitter video is not going to play.
Nope. Oh, well.
And you will have some control over it. Now, this one gives kind of a size comparison. I wonder if that'll just be bolted to the underside of the jet.
Probably.
That'd be cool.
Or what if you're, you know, in the air and something bad is happening and you hit a button and then holes in the ground open up and they just fly out like a swarm of bees?
Well, it's a little too big to be a swarm of bees. It looks like a quarter scale.
Giant, angry, hellfire-equipped bees.
But I could totally see, like, you launch it, and it's just there with you, and it's like, oh, God, missile lock, it's coming at us. And Wingman's like, I got you, bro. Gives you the salute.
The video's got, like, some futuristic music in it, and then it's basically just them talking about, this is an incredible project for Australia. But it's, like, it's very much like a PR piece. It doesn't actually talk about what it does.
Oh, man. But, you know, if you're going to build a next-generation AI platform, you can do it on Linode. Linode has GPU instances that you can get for doing all of the AI. And
you definitely want your combat drones in the cloud. Not the literal clouds. The digital cloud.
Why not both? Both the literal and digital clouds.
You definitely want your... like the ping time to your drone to be going through the closest internet connection.
This drone is running over Elon Musk's new space satellite network where we've got...
There's a storm. Oh, no.
There's a link to Linode in the description below. They've got a lot of new features for their compute engine. They've got the Kubernetes. They've got an implementation of Kubernetes, which is quite affordable. It is highly cost competitive with the Google Compute project. In fact, I will help you set up your Google. Like, if you are currently using Google Compute, I will totally help you do a test run with Linode to see how your job runs. You would be surprised. I've done that a little bit with some people on the Level 1 forum, and the performance is basically identical, and the cost is like half, less in some cases. So Linode, you know, your Linux hosting, it's point and click. You can do a point and click VPN install. So it's like, if you don't trust a large VPN company, you can literally self-host your own VPN securely, point and click with Linode. We host a Level 1 website on it. Even before they were a sponsor, we've used Linode for a long time because it's a good deal for what you get. And self-hosting is probably going to be something that factors more in entire lives as we go forward, because the data mining is sort of out of control.
And if you're going to develop drone or self-driving AI in the cloud, let's just think, what cloud companies don't also have self-driving companies? Not Google, not Amazon. I don't know about Microsoft. They probably got one. But not Linode.
Yeah.
Linode hates self-driving.
I can definitely guarantee that somebody from Linode is not, you know, standing over your shoulder watching everything that you do. Whereas on Amazon, if you're doing something really interesting, chances are somebody's probably looking at that. What are you doing with all these compute nodes with the GPUs, huh? Oh, look at that. Look what Amazon just invented.
I made this.
There's a link below. You can get $20 off if you decide to sign up. Definitely check it out. Even if you don't, you know, intend to sign up, at least take a look at their website and see the kind of stuff that they offer. You might be surprised. It's really good for a dev environment. Like, if you're doing web development or anything like that, you can host your own GitLab instance. We talked about the security incident with Daimler Chrysler. You can prevent that. You can see how easy it would have been to prevent that by standing up your own GitLab server. It's a couple of checkboxes. So thanks, Linode. Thanks for sponsoring the news.
Well, speaking of people looking over your shoulder, in some situations, you might want that because you need to be graded by those people. And in a lockdown new reality, your grading takes place online. But what happens when those grading facilities are woefully unprepared for modern technology?
Students are failing AP tests because the College Board can't handle iPhone photos. The HEIC format is the culprit here. So iPhones, you get the image upload, you know, form, and it's like, hey, I'm going to take a picture of my handwritten answer to this advanced placement exam. Click, take a picture. It uploads in the HEIC format. They don't have any idea how to deal with that format, and they just assume that you failed.
There's a time limit.
Yeah. So do you guys remember, I don't know if you took AP classes when you're in school, but like, did you have to pay for the AP test?
Yes.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, your school might have paid for it.
You have to pay for the ACT.
Somebody paid for it, for sure.
Because, like, I know you have to pay for the ACT, but AP test is different. I don't think I had to pay for
AP. We had the program. I think the program paid for it.
Oh, okay.
There's one of those tests where we...
You'd be really angry if you had to pay for it, and then they can't even handle your crap.
There was one test where we literally had a... Oh, that's not good.
That's feet.
What?
There's a bird.
There's something in the ceiling.
There's a bird in the attic. It's going to die.
You hope it's a bird.
It's probably... Oh,
that could be something else. It could be aphids. Aphids 2.0.
Like a 20-pound aphid. It's loud enough we can hear it.
That's disconcerting because the building has a soffit now, so...
Well, the mic isn't picking it up, if that makes you feel any better.
I don't know how it got in. It's probably about to die, though, because it's got to be 150 degrees up there.
It's a phoenix.
It rises from the ashes.
So, yeah, what happens here is, and these are AP tests, so you got to think they're pretty difficult. When you fail like this, you have 2 weeks to take a different test because you can't take the same test again, obviously. And so these kids, you know, their summer, although it's lockdown summer, so is now another week of preparing for a different test. And they haven't fixed this. I guess you just like try to get a different... Different phone or something?
There is a way to take a normal JPEG picture with your iPhone. So
they pointed out one kid was smart enough to just change the extension to PNG, and that accepted it for some reason, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that is odd.
Oh, he's busy up there.
Something's going on. It's not good. Gonna have to go on the roof in a bit.
I'm looking at my ceiling, but I mean, there's no bird here, so.
Click, click, click. I don't think the mics can pick that up, but it's there.
No, I can hear it.
So online gaming and thoughtery and stuff like that is really picked up because we're desperate for entertainment. What are you going to do while you're sitting home? But one that is just astonishing, and I got to say, when I read the headline, I was like, that's ridiculous. And then I looked at the board and I read the rules and I was like, I kind of want to see this.
Can you solve it? Sudoku as a spectator sport is an unlikely lockdown hit. Millions tune in to watch British puzzlers solve the miracle and other spectacular grids. So this is a Sudoku, but you know, there's fewer numbers than you normally get on Sudoku. And then there's rules, like you can't have consecutive numbers. Or
it's anti-king, anti-knight, which means that you can't like over and down, that can't be a two. None of these can be a two because that's the king. And then anything next to it can't be a two, which is kind of also the king rule, I guess.
That's crazy.
And they can't be sequential.
Yeah.
So.
And there is a solution.
And you can watch these guys do it live. Which is impressive.
I had a friend in high school who did Sudoku all the time, and I never really understood the appeal.
But did they do hardcore, like extra rules with two numbers to start with?
You know, I don't remember, but probably not.
My parents are into those. You know, they got those big books full of them. Yeah, I guess you get old. God, I hope when we're old.
16 going on 60.
I mean, my parents have the internet. They just don't. I mean, they use it, but like, I don't think they understand the scope of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that with augmented reality for us. We're going to be like, who even cares about
VR, maybe. Yeah. I hope, I don't know, because there are, like, you see those old people on Twitch, right? Those people who don't get caught up in that, I don't know, whatever it is, the alienation of technology.
I could watch Skyrim Granny for hours.
Yeah, and I hope that I'm like that. I hope I adopt whatever's new. When I get to that age,
it'll be a great way to supplement fixed retirement income.
Well, oh my gosh, we'll be the Geriatric Gaming League.
But you know, it'll be great.
Oh man, the Geriatric Gaming
League. It'll be us.
The cool thing about that is, like, at whatever point you start to disassociate, if you can get over it, then you just start. Like, you go back in time and start at that point for pennies on the dollar.
There was, you know, the American Medical Journal recommended that surgeons play video games because they found that the surgeons that were like 45, 50, 55, 60 had much, much better surgical outcome because they maintained, you know, high finger dexterity and high mental acuity from playing video games.
I mean, imagine that you were just getting into video games now and you started with Skyrim. What was it, $5?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap now, I think. I don't think it's $5, but...
Great way to do it. You're going to get all the DLC. One of the stories that we've been following ever since the lockdown occurred was the whole 5G is the enemy thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, wow. I mean, you know, it makes the Tide Pods look like child's play. It's one thing is when you destroy yourself. It's another thing when the misinformation causes you to attack others. Or, God forbid, turn off my internet. That's where it's completely unacceptable. But unfortunately, oddly enough, seems to be focused around Tennessee. What is it about Tennessee? Our state is like less educated and more country than Tennessee.
I think we have more arsenic in the water, but they have more lead.
Maybe it's just that we don't have 5G.
I don't think people here would even know what to attack if you mentioned like...
Cell tower attacks by idiots who claim 5G spreads the thing reportedly hit U.S. Now, this is kind of... At least if we believe the reporting of The Guardian and the BBC, this is happening a lot in the UK. And it's now starting to happen kind of a lot in Tennessee. So law enforcement has... Department of Homeland Security and some other law enforcement agencies have told carriers to step up security around their towers. Which, you know, for the conspiracy theorist would be like, oh, that's proof. We've got Homeland Security, you know, providing security. Yeah. It's just... No, people are dumb. People are so dumb that it really makes me wonder about the future of us as a species.
Now, apparently, the, like, radio waves can't transmit viruses thing. They're like, of course they can't, idiot. It weakens the immune system.
As an aside, this little, like, poster format that they've done from the World Health Organization... What is the hierarchy of this? Like, the title's on the right, even though it's in English, which is a left-to-right language. And some it's of justified. The text is yellow.
This designer was work from home, and her kid was just screaming in her ear.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a strange little poster.
Well, they were like, design a flyer for people with severe mental problems. Try to tap into the chaos.
And someone had to do, like, the animation here. Or not the animation, but the illustration here as well. Look how angry those little viruses are.
Yeah, those little angry viruses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know what they were thinking. That's the WHO. Oh, that explains
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just incompetent beyond imagination.
One of these days, somebody's going to join the Level 1 forum and be like, I'm the designer. I'm the one that designed that. And it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Your account's
hierarchy. The hierarchy of the poster is a little bad. It could be improved. It could be improved. Like, it still definitely gets the point across, but it could be better. More skimmable.
And you might think about work from home. You know, a lot of us, I think, just think about it in terms of the country that we're in or the Western world. But it's not just the Western world that's working from home. The virus doesn't, you know, doesn't care about your group yearly income. You know, it's an equal opportunity. And because of that, some interesting things are happening when people are calling in to call centers that actually aren't call centers anymore.
Is that a rooster on my customer support call? Why, yes, it is. Because the person you're calling is working from home. You're in a rural area, and there are chickens.
So I said the rooster sounded like it was in the same room. Because it probably was.
Whoever that person is, it's just they're living the dream. I wish I could have chickens.
Well, chickens are really common in, like...
They're really common here.
They're very common here, yeah.
Certainly, before we went into this. But, you know, in, like... emerging markets, certainly it's like everybody has chickens because it makes total sense to have chickens. You know, it's like all these free eggs and meat when you need it. Back when the Howard Stern show was actually good, before he went politically correct, the guy that did the sound effects, Fred, whenever they would play sound clips from anybody with like a heavy Spanish accent, like a Selma Hayek or Antonio Banderas, he would play chickens behind it. It was so racist, but God, it killed me every single time. Like, they'd be talking about, like, really seriously, it's like, about these actors they're working with, and they're doing such an amazing job, and he'd, like, the chickens would slowly pot up. Because in South America, you know, in some of those countries, it's common to have chickens at your house.
There were chickens until I was a teenager. After a teenager, it was less true, but there was a lot of chickens. Like
when I would drive home, you knew that you wanted to drive fairly slow. One, because it was one lane, you know, you didn't want to run into somebody. But also, there were going to be chickens in the road.
Yeah,
yeah. So
it wouldn't be humane to cage them up. And yeah, you lose a chicken every now and then, but
well, it's free range.
Yeah, they'll feed them as much. Weeds out of your yard if you just let them go free.
When it comes to like popular memes that we have all been touched by in our lives, I think it got to be in the top 10, right? Is the Hitler meme from Downfall.
Yes.
Those are so good. But Hitler can be a sensitive topic for some people.
BP worker has finally won their case after the Hitler meme case goes all the way to federal court. A BP refinery worker who was sacked for mocking the company's approach to bargaining over pay through the popular Hitler meme format has had a decisive win after the company took the case all the way to the full bench of the federal court. Yeah, the subtitles are just hilariously wrong. My other favorite one is like the Spanish guy that's like laughing really hard.
Yeah, the guy with no teeth.
Yeah.
I actually watched the original version of that and I was super disappointed because his story is not that funny.
Oh.
It's really just, it's the contagious laughter.
Well, yeah. It is really, really funny.
Those two are fantastic. Yeah. So they point out... Go ahead.
I said people who speak German, I've always heard it's like really frustrating trying to follow that meme format because you're reading English subtitles, but you can hear it, and it's like, wait, what?
Just turn your sound down. There's a mute button there.
You have to mute it.
Yeah.
Turns out there have been multiple court cases about this because it's such a popular meme, and other people have used it. And in most cases, they've always won because it's kind of obvious that it's satire.
Yeah. I can't remember. There was another one. There was a... it wasn't this one. It was, I actually looked for the BP version of this, and in so doing, I went down a rabbit hole of things that have been done in that format, and there's a lot of tremendously funny stuff, but I couldn't find the BP one.
It's probably, I think it was an inside joke for like a certain oil derrick or something like that. This story, the headline says TN. Now to us, Americans, that means Tennessee.
That's not what it means.
Not Tennessee at all. No. Somewhere in India. Yeah. But it does point out the power that Google has over everyone's lives globally.
Yeah. TN man accuses Google Maps of creating problems in marital life and files a complaint. So him and his wife apparently do not get along. She tracks what
It's a trust issue.
Yeah, well,
She's
trying to track where he is by following his Google story, which is just reporting his location, and it says that he's in places he's not, according to him, and so she thinks that he's being, you know, he's having some bouts of infidelity, and he went to the local authorities, was like, I don't know what to do, Google, but then, you know, there's sort of some more information about his story that makes me think maybe there's some credibility thing here. I don't know.
Maybe some infidelity happening.
Yeah.
I guess if you turn your phone off, then there's a gap, right?
I don't know.
I would think, yeah.
He was like, I want some compensation from Google. And it's like, not how this works.
That is a voluntary service. We're all living in a world where we're using Zoom for everything, not just work meetings, but everything. And it raises the question of when does it become too impersonal? Or when are we giving away too much of our inner sanctum to the world by using Zoom? Several stories that touch on this topic.
A son stabbed and killed his father during a Zoom meeting, police say. So, it seems like the son didn't realize that his father was on a Zoom meeting.
You would think that he would be talking, right?
He could have been listening to other people. Other Zoom members reported the murder, and his son was picked up and charged with second-degree manslaughter, which... Second degree?
That means no premeditation, right? Like he just went crazy and something triggered him.
I don't know. But, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, okay. It's weird. It's going to be a weird one.
Meanwhile, the courts have been shut down because, obviously, you know, if you can't social distance in a little box with 12 other people who you don't know. And could Zoom be the answer for juries? Well, they're experimenting with that. It seems like the answer might be no.
Juror walks off to take a phone call as Texas tests the first jury trial via Zoom. This is an insurance case, so it's not, you know, like murder or anything super insane like that. But serving on a jury, yeah, it would be frowned upon for you to step away from your duties to take a phone call. Because normally when you go to a courthouse, they just take your phone so that you don't, they just don't even have to deal with it. They don't even really have to take your phone for security reasons, but they just don't want to deal with it.
Let's say you're on a murder trial, right?
Grounds for a mistrial.
Do you go for the animated background?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
SpongeBob really animated background,
I'm
obviously.
Horror theme. Mike Myers.
The picture they have here, Carlos looks kind of disengaged. I'll be honest.
Which one is Carlos?
Second row, first one. Yeah.
Looks like he's looking at another monitor above the webcam.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that's a little bit more comfortable than sitting in that box all day.
Probably way less germs.
Yeah, for sure. Meanwhile, in other parts of the world, I guess they've adopted this a little faster and without as much consideration to the human element because this one is a little dark. Now, I guess if you really look at it logically, it's no different. It would have happened anyway. But
I don't know. There is some sort of social contract that's being violated here. Probably.
It's kind of like breaking up via text message.
Yeah,
it seems cowardly.
Human rights group object after a man in Singapore was sentenced to death via Zoom. That's not great. I mean, in some other countries, you know, when HR needs to talk to you, they're going to have you come in.
Yeah. And you think, oh, was he a murderer or, you know, like a rapist or something? No, he sold some cocaine.
Wow.
They don't tolerate that in Singapore.
Well, there's a little bit of a historical reason for that.
They don't, but they don't tolerate anything in Singapore. Remember what, like the caning?
Yeah.
That was over gum. chewing gum on a sidewalk. They beat you until your ass bleeds. Probably have really clean sidewalks, but is it worth the human cost there? In Japan, certainly Japan, I think, is probably ahead of the world in terms of this kind of thing anyway, because they were kind of doing this stuff. A lot of the Western world was kind of like, look at them, those sillies wearing masks all the time. Well, who's laughing now under their mask? And so the transition to online seems to be going pretty good, and they are now recruiting these remote workers and really embracing the whole video conference lifestyle. But their attention to detail has not been sacrificed.
Japanese new recruit fired after 1 month for being partially out of frame during video meetings. So, I don't know. This seems like it's mostly this guy's story and not the story of the company. But, you know, he describes getting work for a prestigious technology company working in IT. And that they were really nice to him. And he didn't know that he was, you know, supposed to follow a little bit of video etiquette. In his packet, he said that it said to dress up for the video conferencing. But he was out of frame, apparently, or the top of his head was cut off. And they just had him come in, and then he came in, and they were like, we're going to let you go at the end of May. Like, we'll pay you until the end of May, but then you have to go. And he's like, that doesn't seem fair, and complains about it. But then he sort of goes farther than that, and then you think, oh, no, there were other problems.
Yeah, he took a vacation. So Japan is, in terms of their, like, school system and their testing system, is as cutthroat as you can possibly get. And the recruiting firms, these are hotly contested jobs. So he tested really well, but he decided to take some time to discover himself after school. That was like a week, right? Like, nothing really crazy. But these firms, apparently, it's like, no, you go from school to work. You don't do things for yourself. What is that about? And he was like, I was kind of surprised they let me do that. But it seems like that might have been a mark on his record.
Yeah.
And they were just looking for one more.
Yeah. Though reading the comments that people had about this guy, they are not kind.
Oh, they don't like him?
Yeah.
It's like,
he doesn't seem like he's very good with money. I can sort of see why they didn't want him around in this economy.
Oh, yeah, this is Japan today. So these are the other Japanese people.
This guy was flagged as a troublemaker the moment he decided to travel after graduation.
Imagine that. Imagine, like, in the U.S., a company even asking you about whether or not you traveled after graduation would be seen as...
Yeah, they still care, yeah.
I've got your social credit score here. It says one time you spit gum on the sidewalk. What was that about?
I regret it deeply. Please don't fire me.
And it says here the flavor was cotton candy. You were 18. What were you thinking even buying that? There's a lot of posts and memes about how the hospital workers are dealing with the stress and their emergency equipment. They're talking about, it's like, oh, it's terrible, and we kind of just do everything we can to lighten the mood, get through it. And this nurse from Moscow may have gone a little too far.
Russian nurse working on the thing has been scolded for wearing a bikini under a see-through gown. Well, I mean, it's like a full see-through containment suit, really. She's got goggles and rubber gloves and the whole nine yards. She's working in a wing where the thing is prevalent. And so it's hot. There's no air conditioning, according to according to the article. So she's like, you know what? Pragmatic solution. I'm basically wearing, you know, a containment suit. I'm just going to wear as little clothes as possible.
Now, this was, of course, a meme, because if you follow this gentleman's eye line... And she is quite fetching under her. Now, they did say in this story that proper gear doesn't come in transparent.
Hmm.
So she might have been looking for some attention here.
Or maybe. She constructed protective gear from the materials on hand, which is what we've been forced to do.
That's some true. Cases. Yeah. That mask does not look like a...
That looks like a scuba mask.
Well, no, I mean, it's like it's not the...
Oh, the N95,
You know, it looks like a... So this could be... Do it yourself.
It looks like the mask you wear when you're doing a hip replacement where things get a little messy. Yeah.
Also, what about, like, it would make sense that your clothes are away from all the sickness.
Yeah.
And then you don't wear them home.
Yeah. This would also make showering in the, you know, the hospital decontamination shower a lot easier because, you know, you think that those, a lot of those swimwear type materials are hydrophobic, so they're not going to, the water's going to run right off.
Could be an issue for the cardiac patients.
I'm detecting an arrhythmia. It's fine.
Your blood pressure's dropped suddenly.
I think
it's like it's been rerouted.
Krista, what?
I understand like the thinking here, but I think if I was in that same position, I would be so freaked out by people leering at me that I wouldn't be able to do it, even though you would be way more comfortable trying to do your job.
I think the Russian hospital should have just adopted the Barbara Eden rule, where it's like it's fine as long as we can't see your belly button.
or provide them with suits that aren't see-through, like.
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, it's the old like bikini conundrum, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're indoors, that's shocking, but you go to a beach and all of a sudden everything.
It's okay. Better, yeah. So context. Context matters, I guess.
Does it though? I mean, and then there's also the question of like, that's a very attractive person. But what if a very unattractive person adopted the same thing? Then, you know, maybe not so much. Online homework is, you know, we've entered into a world where, and I guess students already had Google search at their fingertips, right? Or Siri or whatever. So this is not really new to them, but I guess you kind of expect anything you get assigned to a student these days, you're expecting them to search on the internet to find the answer if they don't know it, which makes this particularly tone deaf, this piece. And this was a religious school, amazingly enough, that assigned this this definition homework.
Hull School, quote unquote, sorry, after pupils researched porn homework on the web. They had to define a bunch of terms, which is kind of surprising. I was sort of surprised they're teaching this in school.
But yeah, I could see like the first little list here, like define sexuality, define heterosexual or homosexual in like the context of a health class. But then as the list goes down, it's like define soft porn and hardcore porn. It's like, is that necessary for like middle schoolers?
Shouldn't it be a all or nothing kind of like? Is there a certain age where it's like, okay, now you're ready for soft porn?
Define Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah, it's like, is that not, like, outside of like just the basics, do you really need to like know the details about some of the stuff at that age? Like, I don't know.
It's like, define transgender pornography, and some kid raises his hand. It's like, we're talking about pre-op or post-op? It's not clear. Can't really finish this assignment. Now, this was a great story, and I thought about putting it into business, but I think it belongs solidly in nonsense, because it is nonsense. We talked earlier about DoorDash, and they're sort of forcing you into the program, whether you like it or not. And this was an example of that. You got to think, keep in mind, during the story, this man did not sign up for DoorDash and did not want to be a part of DoorDash.
Pizza shop owner buys his own pizza for profit after DoorDash lists the wrong pie price, according to a report. So this is a situation where DoorDash was going to pay him more than it cost him to make the pizza. So why not?
He didn't sign up for DoorDash, but somehow he was on DoorDash. And he was getting bad Yelp reviews. And he was like, why am I getting bad Yelp reviews for takeout? We don't serve delivery. They say the pizza was cold by the time they got it. I've never delivered a pizza. And so he figured out that DoorDash had listed him, but they listed him for $16 for like a supreme pizza, actually $24. So his friend was an investment banker, and he was like, dude, start ordering pizzas. And he did it. It worked. And I guess DoorDash, just because you use a DoorDash credit card if you're the driver, you don't use your own money. So somewhere DoorDash is just shedding funds.
Nice.
But he pointed out that he was way more angry about the negative reviews than he was happy about, you know, just arbitrage money selling pizzas to himself.
Well, presumably people were taking delivery of those pizzas, so he gets to keep the money, but yeah.
Yeah. But they might get them, you know, cold or whatever. This is about as nonsense as the nonsense section gets. It's technology. Just squint your eyes a little bit. But how could you pass it up?
You can now get a mini jacuzzi for your balls.
Okay, so I don't have the hardware for this, so I need you guys to tell me, would you do this?
As I was reading this, I was thinking, it's like trying to imagine what that would be like.
Pleasant?
I don't know. So supposedly, like when you have low sperm count, like trouble conceiving, there's actually a device that's like a PC cooler.
Yeah.
For your testicles.
Yeah.
Because heat is the enemy of
yep.
reproduction. Which is supposedly why...
why mechanically they are the way they are.
Why they are yeah. outside of the body. So...
they're also a place for that thing to hide, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The big V?
Yeah. No. CV-19? That thing?
Well, the virus.
Yeah.
Virus. Yeah, the virus hides in it.
So, yeah, I don't know that this would be pleasant. And is it, now, apparently it's a bubbling, like a... it's probably like an aquarium motor, right?
Yeah.
These are $40, probably $10 worth of parts.
Yeah.
If that.
But there's another version down here in the bottom that's a limited edition 14 karat gold plate that's listed for $10,000.
But gold plating that would not be anywhere near $10,000. That's a ripoff.
You know, maybe if you just have more money than sense.
Wow. This should have been the last story. They only go downhill from here, Chad.
And that is a very personal device, too.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to share it. It's not like the whole household is going to share one.
You can't resell it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, used bathwater.
You couldn't put plastic wrap in it because it has to have the bubbles.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I think I would pass on the testicle jacuzzi, personally. That sounds like more than two legs to me.
It does, doesn't it?
That sounds like a four-legged critter.
How did it even get up there? There's not even any trees.
Is he up in the roof now?
He's making noise, yeah. The revolving door of government is something we like to point out whenever possible here on the Level 1 News. And maybe the best one ever, maybe the most egregious one ever, I guess you could say, is this one. And it kind of points out, especially during a time when we're looking at the health people in political office to give us information. And we think, oh, that's a qualified person that has scruples and honor, right? Fauci would never sell us out.
Rona Ambrose, Canada's former health minister, has joined an e-cigarette company, Juul, their board of directors. In 2014...
What an unfortunate first name.
I didn't even get that until you mentioned that. So yeah, in 2014, she urged Canadians not to use e-cigarettes until more studies were done. Well, apparently she thinks enough studies have been done now.
Now, the way she spins this, and I suppose there's some truth to it, is that by getting people off of regular cigarettes, these are good overall.
Or is it like the whole Roe versus Wade thing?
Or does she like money?
Which is what the Roe versus Wade thing was.
I think she likes money.
Yeah.
So, interesting. And just going to say up front here, not a lot of good evidence here. But it's a fun thought experiment.
NASA scientists reportedly discovered potential evidence of a parallel universe. I'm going to go ahead on a limb and say, no, they didn't.
Now, interestingly enough, the way this is described is that somehow there is a counterbalance parallel universe. So only two, not multiverse. And somehow that one is running backwards.
Time is running backwards. Yeah.
So that means that there would be a fixed end point. As well as a fixed beginning point.
One would think. Although, from that perspective, there's a fixed beginning point for both, and they're both proceeding forward.
But the other one is moving backwards.
from our perspective, but not from their perspective.
But wouldn't it be, if technology progresses at a constant rate, wouldn't the backwards one have already discovered us?
Would the backwards one be the Big Crunch?
And breached the divide with their advanced technology?
I don't know. The thing they described, though, about... So, they put a detector in Antarctica, and they were detecting particles coming from Earth. And they were only expecting these highly energetic neutrinos to come from space. And so, more analysis is needed here. However, I think Feynman... Like, this is one of the famous things that Feynman came up with that I think he almost won a Nobel Prize for, did win a Nobel Prize for, but there's, particle-antiparticle pairs that sometimes pop into existence and then pop out from, like, vacuum energy. It's been so long, I've forgotten. But the Feynman part of this was the simplest explanation, and he was just saying, you know, the particle goes along for a while and then decays into its component parts and then may recombine, or it may decay and recombine and decay and recombine. And that was actually the simplest, easiest way to explain a whole bunch of things. So a bunch of physicists were like going nuts with complexity, and he's like, no, what about this? This is the simplest explanation. I'm pretty sure that a parallel universe, not the simplest explanation.
The other issue with this is that the idea is the Earth blocks these particles, and yet they saw them coming from the Earth. But there's the sensor, the same kind of sensor, on the other pole that has not seen anything like this.
Yeah.
So why is that? Probably because that part of the Earth has been destroyed in the alternate universe.
Soon, TM.
Do you remember the... there was a story kind of like this where they had an electrical taste thing. But it was only good at like one flavor because it was an electric shock.
Oh yeah, the electric one.
This is like one of those pens that has multiple colors in it.
It is kind of like, it kind of looks like that too. But this one is not like that. I think this one has a media that gets used up, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you understood it?
Like, yeah, yeah. They explain what the flavors are made out of because it's like pure citrus.
But there is still an electric.
Yeah.
Because the electric one could make you taste like one thing.
Yep.
But this one is not like that, and it just seems creepy to me.
It is weird, yeah.
This lickable screen can recreate almost any taste or flavor without eating food. Basically, it's got the flavors. It's preloaded with flavor packs. And it uses electrophoresis to move the flavors toward or away from your tongue. So depending on how much of whatever flavor it's moving toward or away from your tongue, it's able to reproduce any taste.
It's kind of like RGB. In the sense that you just dial up one flavor and dial down other flavors until you get to... What if there's a job that's like flavor architect where they give you food and you like, you bite it and you're like, okay. And then you just like start to dial it in, and it's like, and then you create your version.
That's the thing. That
isn't
exists.
A sommelier?
No, but I'm saying it's that, but you'll do it with this thing.
Oh.
So you'll create like a hex code that is whatever that thing was.
Well, we'll have
that would be amazing, because then you could get a monitor that has that, and it's like, oh, lick this part of the screen to taste this news article.
That's disgusting.
No, I was thinking like the more dark future version of that, because you always like, it's on level one, it's like, what's the dark implementation of this? Nestle or somebody eliminates human food tasters because they just use that to electronically reproduce whatever the taste is, and then they don't need people anymore because it'll be that running in reverse. They're like, is this the taste of an Oreo cookie? It's like, we can empirically know that this is how Oreos tasted in 1970. We will exactly reproduce it using modern chemicals.
One thing is for sure, that this is really going to make huge strides for the nutrient pellets on New Bezos. They're going to be the best nutrient pellets.
Yeah.
The most flavorful.
As long as you keep your Amazon Prime subscription up. Otherwise, you don't get nutrient pellets.
There was a famous experiment, and I think it was in the late 70s or early 80s, where they had just like a tasteless foam, and they just painted it with something that was a really intense smell of whatever it was, like a really intense orange smell, and the people would bite into it and be like, oh, this tastes like oranges. It doesn't taste like anything. It was just a smell.
But I think texture is a big component of food, and it would not be as satisfying to eat something like that, even if it tasted right.
3D printing food. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just like... sear parts of it.
Yeah.
Or just throw in some dried rice at different levels of consistency. It's It's a dark future. I'm glad I'll be dead. Another thing that they'll be doing on the moon base is creating their own housing. But here's the thing about moon housing. Taking materials with you is insanely expensive. But there is one thing that you take with you that's essentially free.
Astronauts may be able to make cement using their own pee. Future lunar dwellings could mostly be made with materials found on the moon. They did a model of this. They just used urea to set up some... Looks like they were getting ready to 3D print something.
Oh, yeah. What it looks like is... Oh.
Scroll down. It's there.
Oh, no. Oh, the video has crashed.
This happened last week, but it recovered. Oh, it's back. So it's made of pee, and it looks like something else.
That's layers from a 3D printable thing. It's not just pee. It's also 3D printable habitat.
But here's the thing I was thinking about. Aren't you going to be recapturing all of your fluids on a moon base?
You would, ideally.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess you could separate urea from the water. Right?
It might be not very cost effective.
Well, it's more cost effective than a SpaceX rocket.
Yeah.
What if your urine is just like really bad for building? How's that for your self-esteem? If the walls just keep crumbling, it's like your piss is worthless, bro.
Wow, Tom, your kidneys barely function. You're going to die soon. We can't even make a proper...
You're going to suffocate because of your weak urine. The moon is a harsh mistress. And finally, I love to wrap up Level 1 News with a sex bot story. Just because of the pictures. Pictures are so good.
What is this website?
The Daily Star.
Yeah, the Daily Star. Don't you know them, Krista? So, I guess it wouldn't take a huge logical leap to figure this out. I hadn't personally considered it, but one of the businesses that is really booming in these dark lockdown times...
Sex Robot Shop can't keep up with quarantine demand for human-like AI dolls, according to the Daily Star. So, yeah, it's looking to hire scores of people to build these things because they literally can't make them fast enough.
Look how classy she is.
Something.
She looks kind of worried.
That's definitely something uncanny valley there.
Most of them are. Is that the same one? Oh, nice of them to pixelate that.
Yeah, I don't know if they pixelated enough for the other thing for YouTube, because the UK doesn't care as much.
I don't know if I've seen a sex doll with this kind of like tight curly hair. That's kind of unique.
Hopefully it's detachable to make it easily washable.
Well, did you see up here the one with the...
Is one bald?
Like, it's got the computers in the head where you would put the wig.
That looks like the Ex Machina robot.
I'm sure that's not unintentional.
So, 33% increase in sales.
Yeah.
Probably a wait time if you want to get one right now.
Probably difficult to get materials.
I think there'll be a big secondary market once the lockdown
ends. No.
Used cars. Did you see, because Hertz is going out of business, you can get some really cheap cars from Hertz right now. Of course, they're ex-rentals, so.
Well, that's still, I mean, you know, liquidate it. It's probably good. There's a lot of dealerships that are doing that right now. For some reason, they're somehow able to buy back things. We've had a lot of low-ball offers on a thing to be like, hey,
buy this. I thought their inventory was like exploding because nobody was going there.
I think they're using it as a vehicle to sell new cars by lowballing you on a current car. Like, they'll basically give you a new car for the same payment, but then they get your old car, so they're not really out anything.
All right, well,
that's it for the news this week.
Nothing to add there. That's it.
Thanks again, Linode, as they reconsider the sponsor. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
I think the hot tub story is my favorite this week.
You think they'll sell a lot of those?
What?
You think they'll sell a lot of those?
I don't think they'll sell a lot of them, but man, I enjoyed reading about it. It made me laugh.
Would you... you've got an anniversary coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, I should. I should get one for my husband. I'll get the $10,000 one. He'll really appreciate it that way.
It's a hot tub time machine.
I'm sure he would be so excited if you used the, you know, communal marriage funds to invest in $10,000 worth of testicle jacuzzi.
It's worth it.
I'm sure the monetization algorithm is like denied on this episode of the news.
Do you think how many times prior to that company did the phrase testicle jacuzzi come up?
None.
Human language.
Just
no. It's like a totally brand new sentence.
Okay, Krista.
Right.